This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Iran is saying it has a right to retaliate against Israel.
In a joint statement issued Monday in which the leaders of France, Germany, and Britain endorsed the latest push by mediators Qatar, Egypt, and the United States to broker an agreement to end the Israel-Hamas war, France, Germany, and Britain also asked Iran and its allies to refrain from any retaliation for the July killing of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh because it would further escalate regional tensions. But Iran says it considers retaliation against Israel over Haniyeh's death a right and a way to discourage future aggression. Israel hasn't confirmed or denied its role in Haniyeh's killing, but earlier pledged to kill him and other Hamas leaders over the October 7th Hamas attack on southern Israel that sparked the war in Gaza. I'm Donna Warder.
Donald Trump is promising the largest deportation in the history of this country. He also talked last night about the attempt to kill him.
The former president's interview on X was plagued with technical problems. Owner Elon Musk apologized for a 41-minute delay.
We unfortunately had a massive distributed denial of service attack against our servers.
Musk and Trump chatted on a variety of issues, including immigration, the economy, what both men characterize as Democrats' failures in securing the U.S.-Mexico border, and tamping down crime in American cities.
Kamala wouldn't have this conversation. She can't because she's not smart.
No.
You know, she's not a smart person, by the way.
Musk repeated his endorsement of Trump and predicted he would be harshly criticized. I'm Norman Hall.
Tropical storm Ernesto is expected to dump heavy rain on Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands tonight into tomorrow. Flash floods and mudslides, too. President Biden visits New Orleans today to talk about his efforts to reduce cancer deaths. Cancer is the second highest killer in the U.S. This is AP News. Los Angeles will host the 2028 Summer Olympics. The AP's Haya Panjwani with a preview.
Los Angeles has now taken the torch as the Paris Olympics come to a close. The city will become the third to host the Games three times. The last was in 1984, when Los Angeles was as much of a star as Olympians Carl Lewis and Mary Lou Retton. Olympic organizers will take advantage of a recent building boom in the city. But Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says she'll also sign an executive order to help improve infrastructure in the city.
Because we have a lot of work to do on so many different levels. And it's not like we haven't been doing the work, but now we need to put our foot on the gas.
The nearly new SoFi Stadium will host an opening ceremony that will incorporate the century-old Memorial Coliseum. The region also has much more public transportation than it did in 84, but it's looking to build much more by 2028. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.